It's been a day for me.
And we are joined once again on The Scoop by Cody Benjamin, who writes for CBS Sports and also Bleeding Green Nation. Cody, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. Always enjoy talking to you.
Well, we're going to take a look first at just the events that have been leading up to the Super Bowl this weekend. And I've seen from your Twitter feed that you have had a chance to experience some of the various media events going on in the Twin Cities leading up to the big game. So let's start off just talking about some of the things you have been able to experience this week. What's been just your impression with how the state of Minnesota has been able to accommodate everybody coming in for the big game?
Well, I definitely think they're accommodating everything well. The first thing that I guess stood out to me, and whenever you're covering Super Bowl events, I think it stands out pretty quickly that there is a lot of theatrics that go into it. I mean, just you can sense from the players and just how many media are there and all the events going on that really the NFL has turned it into a lot more than just a Super Bowl Sunday. And that's been the case for a while. But for better or worse, it is a full week of activity. And I think the players are probably itching to just get on the field Sunday. I think some fans and media have gotten to the point where it's like, wow, there is a game on Sunday too, not just a week long of festivities beforehand, but it is a lot of fun. And you could sense that, I think a little bit more so in the Eagles and the Patriots, because the Patriots have been there, done that a little bit. But just a loose atmosphere. I think it's the setup, you know, having Radio Row and essentially Mall of America has become the hub for the Super Bowl activity, and right in the middle of the food court. So it's kind of a cool atmosphere, and cool literally outside. So it's a lot of fun. I think a lot of things that you don't get to see every season. So just a big event. That's what I would say.
It brings no shortage of former players, celebrities who have been working their way through Radio Row and pretty much everywhere in the state of Minnesota. Cody, who have been some of the biggest players or former players or celebrities that you've had a chance to see out there at Radio Row this week?
Well, it's pretty much just pick a name, I guess. I think I was more so, you see everyone has their turn at different spots on Radio Row, but it was more like the current Vikings were kind of milling around there, and I was wondering how often they'd show their faces just because of, you know, it is such an awkward, and they don't, you know, they don't make it any more awkward, but it is such a weird spot being that, you know, no team had ever gotten that close to hosting their own Super Bowl, and then the week after, you know, you lose in the NFC Championship, you've got to welcome in those teams to your city. You know, your facilities, and they're coming to play the Super Bowl on your soil. And so I think to see some of those current Vikings, I mean, Stephon Diggs was out signing some stuff for some kids. Eric Kendricks was there on one of the first days of media availability. So those guys stood out. Otherwise, I mean, you'll see whether it was Kirk Cousins being there maybe a day before the Redskins made a trade at quarterback. And then obviously you got all the Hall of Famers. I mean, the big names that have played for ages. You got Terrell Owens milling around. I mean, pretty much pick a name and they were there. But definitely a fascinating sight just to see them all interacting just so casually in the middle of the food court.
What was the most, the strangest or the most odd thing that you've seen this week? I know I saw pictures of somebody from Australia in full football gear earlier this week, but was there anything that stood out to you that was just plain weird?
Well, I mean, on the opening night stuff, you know, the big first night where they have introduce the players and have a, essentially they turn the Minnesota Wild, you know, the XL Energy Center into, you know, they replaced the ice there with essentially a huge floor where all the media and the players can kind of mingle around together. And last year, you know, typically that's a night where you see people come out in costumes, and there wasn't a ton of that. I mean, I did see somebody dressed up as a shark. you know, I had no explanation for that. There was a couple media that put on those underdog masks and were asking questions in a mask. Trying to think, they had some, there was also some pretty heavy prominence of Mexican reporters there doing stuff for some Mexican TV stations. And they would have the players put on these sombreros and read off a card and try and pronounce things in Spanish. There were some Japanese stations doing the same thing. So I think the funniest thing I saw and captured was probably Alshon Jeffrey had, you know, putting on a sombrero and pretending like he's doing this commercial for a Mexican TV ad. So, you know, it was, again, that kind of goes with the theatrics of it. And certainly at the Mall of America, you've got plenty of people dressed up as well.
Looking to the game, and I know we had a chance to preview a little bit of what is coming between the Patriots and the Eagles when we recap the NFC title game. But just looking at some things that have happened here since we last talked, Rob Gronkowski was in the concussion protocol. He has been cleared, so Gronkowski will play on Sunday. Looking at the Eagles' defense, what sorts of ways will they attempt to slow down one of the best tight ends in football?
Yeah, I think you're probably going to see, or at least from an Eagles fan's perspective, you probably want to see Malcolm Jenkins, their safety, kind of come down and cover him. You know, Malcolm Jenkins isn't the biggest guy, but he's one of the more reliable pieces of the secondary. He's not afraid to get physical, and he's had, you know, tons of experience playing that nickel corner position. So I think you'd be better off, better served having somebody like him go up against Gronk rather than a linebacker. It doesn't mean we won't see linebackers on him as well, but I think that's something where you can afford to bring Malcolm Jenkins down, especially because at the back end of the secondary, they've got two other safeties in Rodney McLeod and Corey Graham who are more than capable of staying back and playing that center field role. So I would think the biggest, the most obvious way to counter Rob Gronkowski would be Malcolm Jenkins.
You look at those running backs that the Patriots have, Deion Lewis, James White, Rex Burkhead. They've got a ton of names that it seems like fly under the radar a little bit, but still end up being productive. I mean, James White had the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl last year. So a stable of running backs that are very dangerous, which is going to put a lot of pressure on the Eagles' defense up front, especially, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, if there's one of the many stories of Bill Belichick's career has been to just take this hodgepodge of running backs and find production out of one of them and maybe a different one every year. And so, yeah, a lot of guys who are capable of kind of coming out of the backfield in the screen game, and I'm sure the Patriots will try and utilize that kind of as an extension of the running game, especially if the Eagles' pass rush is getting after Tom Brady. I mean, what better way to offset that a little bit than set up the screen game? So I think, yeah, if Malcolm Jenkins is going to be on Rob Gronkowski, I think the linebackers are really going to have a big responsibility in keeping an eye on those Patriots running backs, whether they're rotating in or whether they're working the screen game a lot. I think that could be certainly an X factor in this game, somebody like a Deion Lewis or James White. I mean, they certainly could play a big role, especially if New England is trying to just catch the Eagles off guard with kind of a lot of that quick pass offensive attack.
Talking to Cody Benjamin of CBS Sports and Bleeding Green Nation. Cody, a couple of questions for the Eagles offense. You look at the Patriots secondary, and they've got some great players on the back end. They've got Stephon Gilmore and also a couple of other great defensive backs as well. Is this going to be something that the Eagles look to maybe exploit more the middle of the field with Zach Ertz? Or will they still try to take some shots deep to try to get some good matchups for Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, and the rest of the Eagles' wideouts?
Yeah, it's a little bit of unpredictability there just because we've seen kind of both game plans in the playoffs. I mean, against Atlanta, Doug Peterson kind of dialed up more of a conservative approach, more ground-focused game. and over the middle. But obviously against the Vikings, we saw pretty much the offensive attack was just completely different. I mean, it was vertical. It was, you know, let Nick Foles take shots all over the field. And I think it would be reasonable to suggest it's probably going to fall somewhere in between those two game plans against the Patriots. And Doug Peterson could get really creative. I think it's going to be a mix of both, though. I mean, I could see this being a game where Zach Ertz and Trey Burton both get a lot of looks over the middle. But I certainly think, you know, if you look at like a Patrick Chung in the Patriots secondary, I mean, some of those guys are also vulnerable on the deep ball. And Patriots have had good numbers on defense in the playoffs, but they also played some poor offenses. So I think I wouldn't be surprised, too, if Nick Foles takes a few shots, especially early on. So I think we'll see a little bit of both, and the Patriots defense is definitely one that can be beaten.
Cody, you mentioned it a little bit when we were just talking about the whole Radio Row experience and how the Patriots, having been in this spot so many times, they're kind of ready for everything that comes with being in a Super Bowl. How much of this week leading up to the game for the Eagles players and coaches has been simply taking everything in and trying to enjoy the experience while they're here, because of how we've seen it is incredibly tough to get to the Super Bowl? So not only are you here for a business trip, so to speak, but also just trying to enjoy the festivities as well.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of different perspectives on that from both sides. I think for the Eagles, obviously, you know, this is the first time this team under Doug Peterson has been to the Super Bowl. It's the first time the Eagles have been to the Super Bowl since 2004. So, you know, obviously, I think a good description would be wide-eyed a little bit. I mean, they're kind of just in awe of the moment, and I think there's nothing wrong with that. It also could be attributed to, I mean, the Eagles just have a little bit more of personality, or at least they're allowed to show their personality a little more than the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots have typically been kind of a bottled-up organization, and that's not a slight to them. I mean, they've won titles over and over again. That's just kind of the organization's mentality. But so I think you could see that a little bit more on the Eagles, just being kind of loose, just soaking in the moment, you know, players recording things and taking their own pictures and making sure they don't forget about this moment. But at the same time, there also has been a little bit more of that later in the week from New England. I mean, Bill Belichick, still himself at press conferences, but some reporters have noticed that he's been a little bit more friendly towards the jokes and all that stuff, and that's typically, you would never see that from Bill Belichick, let alone during the week of a Super Bowl. He was even seen at an NBA game the other night, which is just sounds unheard of from a guy like Bill Belichick to just stay out of the spotlight. So I think they're all, you know, whether it's the Eagles for the first time or the Patriots maybe realizing, hey, we, you know, maybe this is the end of a dynasty here. I think they're all enjoying it to some degree, that's for sure.
Cody, before we let you go, just give me your thought about what will happen during the game on Sunday.
Yikes. I mean, that's that's the big question. I think it's really tough to pinpoint, and I think that, you know, I heard this from another reporter recently. The Super Bowl is just such a different animal than, I mean, even in the playoffs, you're still at least connected to the season. The Super Bowl just seems so separate from the rest of the season because obviously you've got the week-long build-up, you know, for a team like the Eagles that also had a bye week in the playoffs. There just seems to, you know, the beginning of the regular season seems like ages ago. And when you get to the Super Bowl, really, I mean, you talk about it's a game of adjustments in every game. I mean, it's the Super Bowl. It's the last game of the year. The game planning, you're obviously going to have a lot of time to do it, but really the unpredictability is just through the roof. So I think the Eagles definitely should have reason to be confident. I mean, I think you go in there and you know you can beat that Patriots defense. But then again, I mean, this is Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and that's, we're always going to come back to that. I think I would say, kind of just quoting what someone else said, expect the unexpected. I think that Nothing's out the window. Doug Peterson's a creative play caller, and Belichick is one of the greatest coaches we've ever seen. So I would expect a really good game. I do think the Eagles can win it, but hey, people can, I guess, make their own, predictions for this, but I think it'll be a great game.
Awesome stuff today, Cody. Glad to be able to talk to you after having experienced all the Super Bowl festivities this week. Enjoy the game. I'm hoping for exactly what you said, just a great game between these two teams, and we'll see who comes out on top after Sunday's game.
All right, thanks a lot. Get your snacks ready, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.